Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you say your name and your title really fast?
Audrey Fix Schaefer, and I'm with IMP, which is the company that owns the 930 Club in the Anthem. And we
as well as Lincoln Theater in Merriweather, right?
That's exactly. We operate those two, yes.
Awesome. So we wanted to talk because you guys are doing something really cool with, it's called 930 The Truck. It's collecting some food donations. Tell us really quick where, what is the truck usually used for before the pandemic and how have you converted it?
In before times, the truck was used to bring around town so people could buy tickets for our shows there. And you can buy them with no service fees. So people really got stoked about that. And it was a way for us to get out in the community and remind people about how much they love music. And here's where you can buy a ticket. It has been parked, unfortunately, the truck for a year. We've not had a show since March 11th, 2020, and we're still completely shuttered. And we got to thinking, okay, we're doing a lot of different things to help our employees, like with IMP Family Fund. And also we used our annual raffle that where you can win two tickets to every show for a year. This past year, 2020, we used that as a way to raise funds for area charities that need it. And we raised about $50,000, which is pretty tremendous. Our fans are generous and warm and making us all feel good about how they feel about us and the community. And we got to thinking, well, this truck has been parked for a year. Why not take it out and get out and about and collect food for the Capital Area Food Bank? Everybody knows how many people have been hit by incredibly hard times with the loss of jobs and economic insecurity and then also hunger, and which is incredibly heartbreaking. So we are set up this week at the 930 Club and the Anthem, and next week as well for on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then we will be taking the truck about town and people can follow it by checking out 930 The Truck, 930 The Truck, either on Twitter or Facebook. And we would love for people to come out and donate high fiber, low sugar, low sodium foods like canned beans, peanut butter, vegetables that are canned, grains that are like pasta, rice, macaroni and cheese, and canned fruits and juice and healthy snacks like raisins and granola bars. That's what the folks at Capital Area Food Bank say are most helpful for them.
Great. Now, remind us the times, just so our listeners, we can underline that a little bit. Give me the whole idea of when is it 9:30 and when is it at Anthem?
Well, tomorrow, Thursday, it'll be at the Anthem by the water fountain from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then next week, it'll be in front of the 930 Club from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday. And Thursday, it'll be at the wharf again from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then after that, we're going to be taking it all around. So you can follow it on 930 The Truck.
Awesome. So we have, and then I know you did it yesterday. How was the turnout yesterday? That was yesterday the first day that it was parked?
Yesterday was the first day that it was parked. And we got a lot of interest and people walking up and donating. And it was wonderful to see everyone in their masks with bags and wanting to open up their pantry and helping others.
Awesome. Now, I know you just joined my colleague, Nick Iannelli, last week about Merriweather, if you want to pivot to that location really quick. We're all sort of in a bind here, right? It's a weird time because, you know, the governor is allowing, you know, venues to open at 50% capacity under, you know, state rules. But then venues like yourself are in this awkward position of saying, well, we need to have more than that to be able to actually make it worthwhile financially. So yeah, remind us what you told Nick last week regarding that decision.
Yeah, well, there are two challenges for a venue like ours. One is that really the only thing worse financially than being shuttered is being partially open. And that's because it costs so much to open, and the economics of it aren't workable, unfortunately. Bands don't want to take half as much in pay, understandably, and the same thing with employees. And so the economics of it are really that we're going to rely on a full capacity opening, and not just in Maryland, but nationally. And I say that because bands aren't going to tour until there's a pretty universal reopening across the country at full capacity. It's too expensive for them to tour. And so they're waiting it out for a while. And so we don't have what people might consider inventory. The thing that people pay the money for the ticket for is staying home until we have a broader reopening.
Right. So that's the case at Merriweather, as Nick reported last week with you, interviewing you. Is everything you just said, I mean, I assume that also applies to the DC locations, right? Anthem, 930 and Lincoln. You guys aren't going to open those up either until you're at what, 80% or something?
Well, first of all, there's no ability to open in DC. We're still completely shut down because of the emergency order that the mayor has. And while there are a lot of other businesses, if not most businesses, have a time frame for when they can reopen or partially reopen, because most of them already are, even, you know, restaurants are increasing their percentage of occupancy. There's no time frame for when venues like ours can reopen. So, but we too are going to need the capacity to be near 100%, I would imagine, because that's when bands are going to come.
But thanks for clarifying that. So yes, DC is a different ballgame because, Governor Hogan in Maryland is allowing 50%, in DC it's still closed down. And I guess my question is that once things are allowed, it's still going to require that sort of, you know, what percentage do you think it'll be? It just needs to be near 100% before you guys are going to reopen?
You know, this is the type of thing that I can't predict the exact future of this. So I would rather just say that I would really hope that everybody who can get a vaccine gets a vaccine. I know that there's DC needs more vaccines. Same thing with Maryland and Virginia. This is in large degree the thing that is the most important aspect for getting our economy back, our healthcare system back, people safe, and our industry in particular is really reliant on being a post-vaccine situation.
Yeah, crazy times we live in, but we look forward and hope that someday soon we'll get to cover concerts again at these locations. But in the meantime, thanks for, you know, giving us something to report about here and helping the community with the 930, the truck. Just a little quick, before we run, a little more background on the truck itself. I know you say it used to drive around selling tickets. How long has the truck been around? Like, you know, how many years have you been actually using the mobile ticket selling part?
It was launched in 2019, so in August of 2019. So it didn't have a lot of opportunity to put miles on the truck because then we were closed in March of 2020. So it was about 6 months.
And what kind of truck is it?
It looks like a food truck. Because it used to be a food truck, but it was revamped and repainted and turned into a truck that is purely 930 and IMP, and that we're able to sell tickets to all of our shows. And it made its way to Baltimore, of course, and Northern Virginia, and in D.C. where it lives normally parked. But we've taken it to universities and places of business where people congregate. And and merchandise was sold from it too. You could buy t-shirts from it when we had it fully operational. But we really look forward to getting to welcome everybody back into our places. As soon as we're able, we want to do it. It's something that, you know, we're not the only ones who miss it. The artists aren't the only ones who miss it, but everybody who's been such loyal fans miss it as well.
Definitely. So what should we look on? What's the signage on it? Is it giant numbers 930?
It's a black truck with red stars that indicate DC, three red stars. And it's got the 930 logo on it, on the door. And it says 930 the truck.
Awesome. Well, all right, we'll get our listeners to keep an eye out for it and hopefully get some donations. So thanks so much for doing this. We'll check back in, you know, whenever you guys are doing either another promotion or if there's any God willing updates on the concert situation. But until then, stay safe and we'll get back to the music, hopefully at some point.
We will get back to the music.